Hi, this is Mimi. How are you?
Fine.
Very good. I'm calling you in regards to the home care services. I see that you had reached out to us.
Yes.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm looking for some home care that I'm a disabled woman in a wheelchair. I could still walk around with a cane, but I need really help now with laundry, housekeeping, going to the grocery store, going to the pharmacy, going with me to appointments. Pretty busy. And it's 5 hours a day for 5 days, you know, once a week. Not once a week, five times a week. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know why you didn't hear me. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I can hear you now.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So, let me ask you, are you on Medicaid?
Yes, I'm on Medicaid.
Yes? Okay. And do you have your Medicaid ID number?
I have to get it. You have to hold on for a moment. Just a moment.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry, what agency is this?
This is Eagle Home Care.
Okay.
Yes, how's your day going so far?
Very busy. I have laundry up the yang yang.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so you need my Medicaid ID. Okay,
yeah.
I don't know if you are for the company, because she gave me two names, and you weren't one of them.
Who, the care manager?
Yeah, the care manager for Blue Cross.
Yeah, we work with them. One second, just a minute. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, let me look up your Medicaid, and I'll be happy to help you with the process and let you know how to go about it.
Let me give you the number. The number is JLJ00.
Sorry to interrupt. The Medicaid ID number usually starts with two letters, five numbers, and another letter.
Okay. Hold on just a second. Oh, okay. Let's see. Okay, it's let's see. U Z like in zebra 07038T like in Tom.
Thank you. One second. And you need a caregiver from our agency, correct? You don't have.
I don't have any aid, so I need an aid.
Okay, sure.
I don't care what agency, as long as it's covered by insurance.
Of course. One second. Can I put you on hold for just a second, Karen,
yes.
And I'm going to check your Medicaid in the meantime, okay? Just hold
on. Okay, hold on.
Okay, I'm here. Just a minute. Okay, I'm here. Just a minute. How many hours did you get approved?
5 hours a day, Monday through Friday.
5 hours a day.
Oh, he died. Oh.
He did so by also talking about his joyful wife, you know, how much he loved being a husband and a father, and he tried to spread awareness. He was very open about the fact that initially he kind of ignored the symptoms. He thought maybe he just needed to change his diet, and then he ended up doing a colonoscopy, and that's when the cancer was discovered. And people were really shocked last year when they had the annual Dawson's Creek reunion, and he sent in a pre-recorded message because he wasn't physically able to be there. People saw how thin he was. Because he was such a star. I mean, WB came to be because of Dawson's Creek. That show really helped the network establish itself as a place where young people in particular, teens, could go and see themselves and see the type of content that they enjoyed. But he said, you know, beyond being an actor and a beloved actor, he really loved being a dad to his 6 kids, and he loved being a husband. And towards the end, he really worked hard to spread awareness about colorectal cancer and why it's so important for men and women to get tested. So this is such a tragedy, and it really hits people because, as you point out, for so many people, he represented their younger years, their teen years, their childhood, and to lose him at such a young age is just,
a husband, a father of six, been a part of so many people's lives, and he is leaving behind a very large family legacy and shoes there that no one can fill.
Karen,
thank you so much for that.
Can I have my intake team call you right back, and we'll help you with the process and get you a caregiver?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay. Amazing. So we'll give you a call very soon.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Sure. Bye.